Justice Thomas?
Yes, thank you, Chief Justice. Mr. Leder, I'd like you to discuss how the power, the legislative subpoena power, is implied, or how we arrive at that power. Because I think that's part of why we're wandering around in the wilderness trying to determine what standards we are to use.
Your Honor, this court has explained in quite a few cases, I think Watkins, Barenblatt, others, that the Congress's legislative power, which, I mean, investigative power, which stems from the British Parliament's power, is an obvious and integral part of legislation. We obviously can't have Congress passing legislation in ignorance. And this court has said, for instance, most recently in Franchise Tax Board, that just because a power is something to be implied doesn't mean that it's not important. For instance, this court's power of judicial review, that's nowhere mentioned in the Constitution. So the power to investigate
Another example of a power that a legislative power that is implied.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, I'm not coming up with something right now off the tip of my tongue.
Okay. The